What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello? Hello? Are we the best show now? Have we started? We have started. How about that? Well, 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 everybody. Welcome to the best show. That's right. The best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's episode, and we have an exciting episode for you tonight. Boy, oh boy. We are in Los Angeles officially now. The Best Show studio in New Jersey was put on a truck, and it was driven across the country. And then the guys who drove the truck would put on my clothes and pretend to be me sometimes. Didn't like that part of it. It's an unfortunate price of doing business, though. So be it. That's how it goes. But the truck showed up. The equipment's here. Everything's here. I'm in the building. The fantastic new studios. And tonight is when the best show officially becomes the West Show, baby, right? West Show. Best Show, West Show. Get it? It changed a letter and then it means a place. So that's what we're going to do. And we've made the place now and we are in the place. And, on a more serious note, Sun Ra, his birthday was this past week, and space is still the place. I want to honor, Mr. Blunt, the great Sun Ra, and I'm picking up where you left off, Sun Ra, even though I don't play jazz or I don't play anything. But you know what I do play? The Laughinator. That's what I play. I'm like the Steve Vai of the Laughinator. Oh, brother. Yikes. And there goes everybody. Well, we gave it a shot. Put it back on the truck, guys, and dump it in the ocean. No! This is the beginning, not the end. And I want to say to you, it's the best show. It's a new beginning for the best show. And we are in Los Angeles now. Officially, we got a show for you tonight. Islands in studio. Going to be playing live in our performance space. Very exciting. And we're going to have a special guest stop by later, too. Fun friend of the show is going to stop by and say hi. But it all begins right now with a new Best Show theme. Are you ready for that? As the song said, y'all ready for this? Right? So are y'all ready for this? Because I'm ready for this. And what this is going to be is the new Best Show theme recorded by our friend Nick. We'll talk about that later. Get ready. It's Best Show time. And I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck for their many years of service, theme music wise. But now, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun. Guys, let's throw away the work to be done, right? And let's let the music play on. Here's the new Best Show theme. You're going to love it. Islands, special guest. Best Show is a West Show, and it begins. I'm so scared. Now! Best Show! Best Show! Best Show! Keep on laughing with the radio on Tuesday night, when all the other days have got you down, you'll feel alright, you'll feel alright. Best Show. Over Got the Fed music playing.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, welcome back to The Best Show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of the show. And boy, oh boy, do we have an exciting show for you tonight. We're going to jump in. Look, we're still working the little buggy bugs out. It's okay. It's okay. You can handle it. We're working the little buggy bugs out. It's okay. You get it. You'll like it too. It's the best show. Yeah. We just heard Are You Ready by Sly and the Family Stone. And clearly I am not ready. Everybody else here is ready. I'm working the board. I'm hitting buttons, flailing, like a dog with a bone. I'm swinging away here, but you know what? Now we're in best show mode and it's time and it's beginning and we got everything set up and it's amazing and it's time to have fun. Yeah. You know, I wanted to say we just heard Are You Ready? That's from Sly and the Family Stone, Essential Sly and the Family Stone. Also from their, I believe from their second album, if I remember correctly, Dance to the Music. Yeah, you look, the show, after 21 years, show's in L.A. now. Big change. And we're in a new studio, and the studio is really an opportunity for me to do something special with the show. And look, did I make cue mistakes? Yeah, I did. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. Give me a break, huh? Working this board. Suddenly I'm supposed to be Bob Clearmountain up in this piece, working on this stuff. I don't know. I'm supposed to be Alan Parsons Jr. No, I'm not. Old Tom. Tom's working on it. We'll get the hang of it. I did tutorials all weekend long on this board. Clearly I would get a C- on that test. Yeah, but look, in all seriousness, we're in an amazing place. I am clearly the weak link now, technologically. We got a lot of people working very hard to make this great, and it's pretty much there. And this studio is pretty exciting. It's a chance to do everything that I ever wanted to do with The Best Show. Have all the resources of the WFMU era combined with all the freedom of the last bunch of years. So it's exactly how it should be. And, you know, I've been doing the show for the last couple of years out of my house. I've been doing the show because of pandemic stuff. And that created a lack of a studio. And it was an experiment in madness, to be honest, to be in the same room, a little office in my house that I was doing Zoom work out of all day. I would do best show on Tuesday nights. It's like having both hands tied behind my back. Not anymore, man. We're back. Best show's back. We're doing it to it. We got it all worked out. Well, not all of it. We're getting there. But now I'm free here. And you know what? Look, on a larger, more personal note, if you read my a book, the national bestseller Never Ends, in stores now, paperback coming end of July for the paperback. Get ready. Bonus chapter, some comics in it. But we will not. I'll tell you more about that. Not doing that to make anybody pay twice. We'll put the stuff's going to go up on the website. So if you bought the hardcover, you ain't going to get penalized. You read it at your leisure. It'll be online. I'm not here to rip people off. What am I, Kiss? I'm supposed to sell like Kiss are just like, oh, like some people are like, oh, we have a dedicated audience and it's great and they support us. What a gift from heaven that is. That's what some people say. Other people say we have a dedicated audience and all they support what we do. How can we squeeze every nickel out of them? Let's drain them blind. No, that's not what I'm doing. So yeah, the book comes out in late July. Get ready for that. It's going to be, we'll be doing a lot of stuff around that. And again, I'll say, if you didn't talk to me last time, press wise, you want to talk to me this time, you give a call, drop me a line. We'll get you on. I talked to everybody last time, talked to a nursing home newsletter. Literally, I said I would talk to a nursing home newsletter, and who reached out to me? Someone who published a nursing home newsletter. They did an interview with me for the book. I'll do the same thing again. Same thing. Beating the drum for this paperback. Yeah, so what was I saying? Zoom sucks. If you read my book, you'd know, on a more personal note, that sometimes your guy, he don't always put himself first in life. But you know what? No moss. No moss. Now it's Tom time. It's Tom time. It's Tom time. You got it? Some people are saying it's the summer of the Sharpling. I'll allow it. I read that in the Best Show mailer today, that's what people are calling me and calling this summer. Fair enough. I'll allow it. Considering I wrote that, I'll allow it. No, seriously, this is my time. It's Tom time. And I care about the show as much as anything I've ever cared about that I've done in my life, more than any other creative thing. And, yeah, I'm here to give it everything. Like Anita Baker said, giving it the best I got. Isn't it funny? That's a song Michael Jordan would get psyched up to before games. No joke. Anita Baker, giving you the best that I got. Yeah. And look, all I want to say is I just don't want to, the pieces are lining up. My life's lining up. I'm happy where I should be. And, now I'm just worried I'm going to Robin Harris this, when Robin Harris is like, oh, it's all happening for him. And he's like, Then he keels over, and that's the end of that. Just keep me alive. Keep me alive. That's all I'm saying. Who am I talking to? Who? There's some mad scientist? Is tinkering with my vitals? No. I'll keep myself alive. Let's go to the phones. Call number one. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
Tom, this is Cole in New York City.
Cole in New York City. How you doing, Cole?
I'm doing well. I'm out on my nightly walk looking at Central Park right now.
Okay.
But I just was calling to say congratulations on the new setup, and sounds great.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I heard the Islands sound check. It sounds so good. The only thing I can think is I got to get in.
Oh, really? I'm excited.
I am. Me too. I got to twiddle some knobs on that, see if I can make it sound terrible. That's all I could think was then. Let me start tinkering. No, we're doing all right. Yeah. So anything else, buddy?
I have a list. Yeah, I'm calling for something specific, actually. I tried to call him last week, but I was hitting the old number continuously, so that
might do it.
My end, but
yeah.
That'll do it. But I'm calling to let the best show know that they've got a man on the inside, and that, let's just say, Mike from Baybridge is going to have a building or, kind of a museum or archive space potentially in his honor. And I might have something to do with that. So
I just
want the best show to know they got an open ear to that process.
Very interesting. And, well, look.
I'm taking any and all suggestions.
Well, you know where I am, buddy. You let me know. I'm excited. So, Cole, I want to hear more about this. I don't want you to get fired, though.
I can't say much.
Yeah, all right.
But...
Well, you reach out when it's time.
It's going to be a beautiful space.
Cole?
And I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well,
and I'm excited to let you guys know how it's going.
Cole, I can't wait. I can't wait, Cole. Thank you. Thank you, honey.
Well, goodbye. Of course. Had to let you guys know. You got a man on the inside.
Oh, I appreciate it. We've got an insight. Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you. Let me know when it's getting close. Seriously.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good night.
All right, you too, buddy. Thanks. All right. There we go. Take another call. Hello, Best Show. Best Show, hi.
Oh, no, I'm on.
Hi. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life. And what's the number again? It's 201-989-0012. That's the new number. 201-989-0012. Who's this?
This is Casey in Brooklyn.
Casey, how are you tonight?
Okay, keeping cool.
Yeah.
About 90 degrees out, as your last caller failed to report, in case you're worried about.
Oh, I love it. I love when the callers just don't like where the other calls are at. You heard weakness in that other caller, in Cole.
Well, I heard strength, I guess, because he's not complaining about the weather the way I am. So.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I'm sitting here with my air conditioning on.
Humble brag much. Right? Okay. Well, I'm glad you're listening tonight, Casey. Huh? I'm glad you're listening. And God bless you, but get off my phone. We're looking at Boogie here, buddy. We're looking at Boogie. I'm looking at a Boogie, and these callers, Best Show. It's like some of these callers. I'm looking to be like, I'm looking to move like Black Flag here. Some of these callers are calling like it's a freaking, Bon Iver concert. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Carl in Los Angeles.
What's up, Carl? I'm good. What's going on tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say the new theme song is great.
Yeah, new theme song is great. I love it.
And I've been listening to previous episodes of the show from like 2015.
Yeah.
So I'm in the Patti Smith era right now. And it made me think of my own celebrity encounters.
But you had a celebrity encounter, not on like my Patti Smith flame out?
Yeah, it was different, but with similar results, I guess.
What happened?
Ian MacKay.
Ian MacKay.
Of Minor Threat, yeah.
No, we know Ian MacKay. Ian MacKay of...
Yeah,
Fugazi fame.
But he was playing with the Evens, which is like him and his wife's band.
Yeah, yeah. And what happened?
And I was kind of like a dumb stoner kid, you know? Mm-hmm. And I went up and I asked him, he was selling the records himself after the show. And I asked him like, hey, like basically like which one of these records would be best to take a puff and then go to bed to.
Hold on. So you literally said to Ian MacKay, famous straight edge, proponent. Yeah. You're like, hey man, which of these records should I get high to? This is not the Patty. God bless you, my friend.
I wasn't thinking about that. No.
God bless you, my friend. This is not the Patty Smith story. This is at least my thing was in. I think I was closer to the goal than you might have been. Because look, I had a run in with Patty Smith. Not a run in. I was in an elevator with the legendary Patty Smith, and then I put my foot in my mouth and I said, oh yeah, you're trying to be interesting. And I said to Patty Smith, yeah, you ever see the band Humble Pie back in the day? And then Patty Smith was like, let me out of this elevator. She pulled a Die Hard and went up through the ventilation to get away from me. So you go up to Ian MacKay. You go up to Ian MacKay and you say,
yeah.
After that show, you say, hey man, which of these records should I get high to take a puff before bed?
More or less.
And what did he say?
Yeah, I
none of them?
He looked at me like, you know, he was trying to judge. I was probably 17. He was trying to judge if I was like old enough for him to punch me, I think.
That he would have punched you, or you would have punched him.
He looked very angry. Then, no.
Well, like, what did he say?
Looking at me like trying to judge if he could get away with, you know, knocking me out.
He wasn't going to knock you out.
Well, he looked very mad. That's all.
Well, maybe he thought you were messing with him, giving him the whole business.
He did, and then I kind of like backed off fast and was like, oh, I just mean like that's how I like to listen to records, you know.
Sure.
And he was like kind of nice after that, but still very like
not into it then.
Very weirded out by these.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Open mouth, remove bong, insert foot.
I don't do that anymore. But yeah.
Look, you don't do it anymore now. When the whole world does it, that's when you stopped. Now you're straight edge.
I know. Yeah.
Sounds like somebody quote Ian MacKay, is out of step.
Yeah. Now I'd probably think my values might align more with that. But
yeah.
I was also wondering, have you been to Little Fish, the pop-up in LA?
No. What's a Little Fish? Teach me, Carl.
They've got a fried fish sandwich. It's kind of like the McDonald's one, but they just make it, you know, with like very like fresh ingredients or whatever. It's in Highland Park.
Okay.
I think right now it's pop-up. It's the same place as the Lodge Room. If you've ever been there.
Oh, I know the Lodge Room. That's where Julie Klausner and I will be playing Double Threat live this September.
Oh, really? Oh, awesome. Often.
That's right. New York and Los Angeles. We're going to show September 28th at the Lodge Room in Los Angeles and October 20th at the Bell House in New York City. Look, you know I love a good filet fish sandwich, and I might check it out. Because we're going to
do a little sub show about we're
getting closer now that the studio's set up, we can do those. Thanks, buddy.
Awesome.
Have a grand evening.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Good guy. Hello, best show.
What's up, T-Man? Look, There's no way you remember it, but I called into the show once before. Forget it. No.
What's your name, caller?
Forget it. You won't remember.
Caller, maybe I will. What's your name?
I don't know. It's Mike from Bay Bridge.
Mike from Bay Bridge. I know who. Mike. I don't know what.
Listen, I just want to say that I hope these trying times find you and the people with whom you have that special connection in a place of fulfillment, happiness, and also understanding that allows an even deeper connection and also that sense of place.
A sense of place, yeah. It's, hey,
only be found.
This is it's Bruce Springsteen. Bruce, it's Tom. I know who this is. You call every week.
You are a true marvel. I mean, you must speak with hundreds of power players and industry bigwigs each week, and it's mind-blowing that you remember this little old guitar dabbler.
Yeah, you're just a little old guitar dabbler. You're Bruce Springsteen.
I'm just up there kind of, oh, no, it's no big deal, man.
That's how you do it?
I'm
like, it's no big deal?
Blood like you.
Yeah, look, you're a regular guy, but you're also Bruce Springsteen.
Thanks, man. Hey, I was reluctant to bring it up when we spoke last week, but there was a reason why I didn't call in for the 2 weeks before that.
Sure. What was that?
Well, Patty, me, Marty Short, and a couple others went to the Bahamas for a little R&R.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, thank you. You know, we were down there just kind of hanging out and stuff and bopping around, and we decide to go on one of those day-long island cruises, you know, where you bop around a few tiny islands and mm-hmm. then you're back in Nassau in time for Margs at 6, you know?
Sure. So you were bopping around.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Patty wasn't feeling so well, so it was just me, Marty, and these five other people from the hotel. And, Tom, have you ever heard the term Punisher?
You mean in regard to not the superhero character? You're talking about
somebody
who just traps you and talks and talks and talks.
Yes, yeah. See, I first heard the term from Damien from that band Effed Up.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think we
for his podcast.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Bruce.
I did this interview for his podcast, Beating Up Punks, but he didn't air it because we got into this screaming match over the merits of mid-period TSOL.
So you got into a screaming match, and then you kind of lost track of things?
And he shelved the episode because, you know, he said he was scared, but that's, mm-hmm. that's on him. Hey, speaking of punk, you know what would be a good punk name?
What's that?
Carly Slimon.
That's a pretty good. Carly Slimon would be pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she eats pus or at least washes in it.
Well, that's. I mean, I think you could just go with just the name. You don't need actual. Yeah, that is a good punk name, though.
Yeah. So anyway, like you said, a Punisher is kind of a well-meaning fan who knows, just wants to talk about what you do, knows way too much about your work and has like a million questions or comments about it. And Tim, who was the boat tour guide, he was a total Punisher. And he was asking me all these questions about my early days in Freehold and my early bands Earth, child and steel mill. And Tim was nice, but I could tell Marty knew that it was getting to be too much for me. And of course, Marty thinks that this is just the funniest thing in the world because I'm totally squirming, you know, and he's loving watching me squirm.
Mm-hmm. He's getting a real kick out of it.
Yes. And then when I'm just about to kind of jump off the boat, Tim starts saying, "Oh my God, it's so hot. Oh my God. It's hotter than it's ever been." And he takes his shirt off and he turns around to untie some ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And he reveals an entire full color back tattoo featuring all of Marty's best characters at the Last Supper.
Huh. That's a wild one, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. So it was Jackie Rogers Jr. as Jesus, and then all the disciples were Ed Grimley, Clifford Daniels, Irving Cohen, Jiminy Glick, Nathan Thurm, Jerry Lewis, Brock Linehan. I even think I saw Lawrence Orbod from Half-Wits in the back.
Sure. So he did have Rusty Von Ruddick on the tattoo.
He did, yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes, and he was doing the hand cleaning thing too. You
know? Like the all righty.
Washing his hands of something.
Yeah.
All righty, yeah, yeah. Anyway, you should have seen Marty's face when he saw that tattoo. Now I'm the one dying of laughter. And then Tim even pulls out a cigar and he starts singing, Oh, William B., the fellow sitting right next to me. I was on the deck of the boat in hysterics.
You couldn't believe it. I wouldn't even know what to do with that.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you were tight with Martin Short. That's cool.
Oh yeah, we met on Letterman. Back in the early 90s or so. But anyway, the boat excursion was great. We saw so much cool aquatic life, and I'm 90% sure I saw Aquaman or at least his step aunt.
Well, I mean, it would be enough to see any sort of humanoid. Literally, you think it was Aquaman, though.
Yeah, or his step aunt. Maybe it was his aunt-in-law. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to say. But, you know, it was much smaller than you think it would be.
What was?
Aquaman or whoever it was.
Okay. This
very
is just
small,
a...
but the leg. Yeah. Yeah, but imagine the leg power you'd need to swim through that seawater, especially if there's heavy chop.
Oh, yeah. Your legs have to be just jacked.
Yeah, totally jacked. Yeah. Yeah. So that part of the trip was really fun, but something went very wrong on the final little island that we went to.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, here's what happened. We're on the beach and we're just kind of exploring, and I kept hearing this sound, and it was the most melodic, sweetest sound that I ever heard. And I needed to find out what that sound was, Tom.
Okay. I just want to hear.
The sound.
So you followed the sound.
I followed for at least a mile or so, and Marty was all, "Don't go too far. We shove off in half an hour." And I go, "Don't worry, I'll be back in time to shove off. Don't worry." But I had to find this sound. So eventually I do find it, and it's coming from this speaker in the middle of the jungle. And Tom, it was so weird. It's like, how did this speaker get there? So I run back to the beach to tell everyone what I found. And I get back there, and the boat's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So I start running up and down the beach, and I can't find anybody. Everyone's gone. And, man, it was just like that movie Open Water, where this guy Walter and his wife get left behind on a scuba diving expedition, and they survive on shark meat and the urine of a third party that we never do see.
I thought it was Open Water, but I might be wrong. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's Open Water.
Okay.
Anyway, so then I see this sign that's half buried in the beach a few feet away, and it's got the boat tour schedule on it, and it says, because of the gas crunch, schedule has been changed, and the next boat isn't due for another week.
Oh, no.
I'm stuck there. And then, to make matters worse, at the bottom of the sign, it was all kind of caked in sand.
Okay.
I wipe off the sand, and it's then that I learn that the name of this tiny rock in the middle of the ocean is Werewolf Island.
Werewolf Island. Wow. Oh, no. This is...
Yeah. Yeah, and then I hear it, Tom.
What?
It was a wailing wolf sound that was so loud, it makes what went down at the Slaughtered Lamb sound like a Mary Lattimore concert.
I wasn't sure if you were familiar with the music of Mary Lattimore, but that's cool that you are.
Oh yeah, I'm a harp head from way back.
Yeah, you're one of those OG harp heads.
Yes, yeah. So, Tom, I was stranded on that hell island for 5 days before I got rescued. And the things that happened to me, oh my God, they were horrific. I was constantly on edge, and I was constantly on guard, and there were all these bizarre makeshift traps and weapons scattered throughout the island. It was like these weapons and these traps, they were all kind of designed to hit a werewolf in the head, you know, kind of knocking him out. But because I walk upright, I was constantly getting hit at crotch level with like coconuts and rocks and pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was terrible. And the rain on Werewolf Island, it was really weird. It was super thick. It was like almost the consistency of like antifreeze, and it would stick to you. And then it would come out of nowhere, almost like it was following me around the island. It was really weird. And then the only food I could find were these weird, slimy-looking eggs that tasted like wet jock straps that had been peeled off of G.G. Allen's corpse 4 months after he'd been buried. Like, it was terrible. And I'd find them on the beach every morning. It was really weird. I don't know where they came from.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was
terrible.
That's awful.
I don't think I slept more than 2 hours every night. You know, there was always some life-threatening calamity that would occur right when I was at my deepest sleep, and there were animals attacking me, and then my lean-to burnt to the ground. You know, it was almost like a coordinated thing to keep me in this mental hell.
Wow. Weird.
And you know what, Tom?
What's that, Bruce?
You know what?
What?
It was a coordinated attack to keep me in a mental hell. It was all an elaborate prank on me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And the worst part is that all of it's going to be in a major motion picture next year.
All of this is going to be in a major motion picture next? Well, what movie? Wait, what was that?
Jackass 7, Bruce is loose on Werewolf Island.
Jackass 7, Bruce is loose on Werewolf Island.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce.
Kind of embarrassing. I was so mad, but Patty swears she knew nothing about it, and she was terrified that I'd been lost at sea, so she suffered more than anybody. But I'll tell you, man, Landau says he's going to have Jeff Tremaine in court so long, he'll end up selling little chocolate pencils out of a bond sack down on La Brea for the rest of his life. I don't really know what that means, but it sounds pretty rough, right?
That seems pretty extreme. I'm not exactly sure what that means either, but...
Yeah. He's also got Lance Bangs in his crosshair. Says he's going to make him dye all his hair and beard bright plaid.
Plaid?
Yeah.
Well, I can see why your manager would take it so seriously, but... Yeah, that's.
Oh, but you know, it could open me up to a whole new like fan base, you know, delinquent derelict kids.
Just watching you run around the island, thinking you're being chased by a werewolf, getting hit in the crotch by coconuts.
Yeah. Hey, but let's talk about something good. Congrats on the new studio. First night, right? First night in Lipstick City.
Yeah, yeah. It starts here, Bruce.
Amazing. Yeah, I guess it's the beginning of a new era. And to celebrate that new era, well, I hope you like them.
You hope I like what?
Well, look out the window to the parking lot.
Right, hold on. Oh, my God. Wait, that's you did that, Bruce? There's like 7 Teslas in the parking lot. That's all I see is just a row of Teslas.
Enjoy me, amigos. I wasn't sure how many people were in the new crew, so I thought it'd be safe to get 7. Is that okay?
Oh, it's extremely generous, Bruce. 7 is a lot. Yeah, well, I mean, 1 would be a lot.
Oh, come on, shut up.
Bruce, this is just insane.
Please.
7 Teslas.
You're a big part of my life now, and I think you and everyone in your tribe should drive in style, buy it style.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just I'm completely blown away by this, Bruce. What an incredibly generous act! Wow.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure. I hope you you drive in good health. And hey, remember when I said I found a box of demos of songs I wrote, but I never actually released?
Yeah. There's been a couple cases of that.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I found another tape.
Another tape?
Yes. You know, it's well, it's kind of a heavy one for me. It dates back to the story begins at the end of the River tour. I was becoming very disillusioned with celebrity and all that came with it, and basically, I wanted to be a normal guy again.
Okay.
You know, at the time, I really didn't go to bars on the road unless it was to jam with someone like, I don't know, Delbert McClinton or SSD Control. But I decided to go down to this downtown bar the day before the last 2 shows of the tour, which were in Cincinnati. And I met this incredible woman there, and she had no idea who I was. She was a scream. She was super funny, gorgeous, smart, spicy. She looked like Meryl Streep playing Karen Silkwood, and she even wore a white jumpsuit.
Okay.
Yeah. So she had no connection to the entertainment world at all, and she worked in a factory in West Cincy that made ceremonial shovels. You know, the shovels that you use for, you know, groundbreaking ceremonies.
Sure, when they're kind of like declaring hey, we're going to open a hospital in this spot.
Yeah. So they're gold or silver plated. You know, it's hard to believe, but there are people out there that don't know that Cincinnati is the ceremonial shovel capital of the world.
Bruce, I had no idea that Cincinnati was the ceremonial shovel capital of the world. That's news to me also.
Shut up.
No, you got to put me on that list also. I had no idea that Cincinnati was...
Fair enough. All right. Okay, let me write it down because I do keep a list.
Of who didn't know that?
Yeah.
Who else is on the list?
Let me see. Nancy Pelosi... Tom Schulz from Boston.
Okay, weird.
Here. And Margaret. Brian May from Queen. Chuck Dukowski, he used to be in Black Flag. Sure. Dave Dichter, who was the singer from Millions of Dead Cops. Chris Barnes from Cannibal Corpse, and also Chris Barnes, who played Tanner in The Bad News Bears, people like that.
You're running in some pretty diverse circles these days, Bruce.
It certainly am. Yeah. I mean, I want to know what's going on pretty much everywhere.
And sure.
That's why I rarely sleep, too.
Mm-hmm. So, while that's...
all right, getting back to the story.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm head over heels for this person. We'll call her Deirdre, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, the last two shows, we were just inseparable, and I was totally in love with her, but I was also in love with this idea of living in her apartment with her in Cincinnati, just being a regular dude having a regular life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. I was full of creativity. I started writing songs about this new life. I was on fire musically and erotically. But then, I mean, you know how it is. The honeymoon fades and then things sort of lose their luster. And, well, I'll just say this. The title of the songs will tell you how the relationship progressed. And I got to say, Tom, please don't make me read the song titles. Please.
Well, Bruce, just
beg you.
Bruce, I know you're begging me, but I do have to I kind of have to insist from a historical standpoint, if only from a historical standpoint, to know these songs that you would write and not release. You're denying the public a certain amount of insight into your artistry.
Okay. All right. Grab the tape here. Okay. We'll start at the first one. Instant Fireworks. My Queen City Queen. Finally Right Where I Belong. Couldn't Be Better. Small Cracks in the Egg. Brilliant Disguise. I did end up using this one on Tunnel of Love. I Lost My Cool. Sorry, Back in Your Arms. When the Nagging Starts Again. Here We Go Again. Ew, boy. Love and War. Excuses and Lies. Leaving My Keys on the Kitchen Table. Back on the Jersey Turnpike, and the final song is called Home, Where I Belong Again.
Okay, that's a pretty, yeah.
It's a trajectory, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty literal trajectory there.
It is, yeah. So, I don't know, I guess I just thought, yeah, I don't know if the world is ready for this side of my... of my life. And honestly, I should have known it would eventually fizzle out. I mean, how many times can you hear about Janet down at accounts receivable not giving your stapler back while you're eating beige food out of a Bengals-themed bowl, right? Like,
well, Bruce, it's an interesting thing. The road not traveled for you, huh?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Well, kind of half traveled, I guess. Until, yeah. So I don't know. Oh no.
Wait. What's wrong now, Bruce?
Oh no.
What's that?
Oh no.
What? Well, this sounds bad. What is it?
Well, I guess what they say about the best show being the podcast of choice of disgruntled Bahamian sightseeing boat captains is true.
Why? What's going on?
Remember I told you about Tim, the guy that ran the boat tour?
Oh, yeah, the Punisher.
Yes, well, he must have been listening to us talking about Werewolf Island, and he says that me saying he left me behind, it's going to ruin his business, but he also said he's more upset about me calling him a Punisher.
Well, I can understand that. It's a harsh thing to be called, but I don't know, right?
Well, I know, but I think he's taking it too far. He said he's going to burn all his Bruce records, CDs, tapes, and books of erotic fiction.
But there's books of erotic fiction about you?
No, that I wrote. Haven't I ever told you this?
I think you. Bruce, I can't remember at this point. You've dropped more details about yourself in the last. I thought I knew who Bruce Springsteen was. Now I'm not so sure.
Well, you know, there's a lot of layers here. I honestly, I think we're only at layer two.
Okay. Or layer two.
Yeah. But anyway, yes. Yeah, I wrote erotic fiction. I still do sometimes under the name Star Underhill.
Okay, so I'll look for some Star. Well, I'm not going to actually look for Star Underhill is the name you write erotic fiction.
I think you'll find it satisfying. But, you know, that's a story for another day. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to wrestle a motorboat engine away from Captain Ron, all right?
Okay, well, best of luck to you. Be safe.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. I hope you have a good night.
You too, Bruce.
Thank you. I hope you don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, you also. Please don't let the bed bugs bite.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. You as well, Bruce.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Also. Enjoy the rest of your night as well, Bruce.
Okay. Adios.
Adios. Take care.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci to you as well.
So long.
So long. Well, that was nice to hear from Bruce. Oh, he's still there. What's that? And now he's gone. Man, Bruce, always checking in. Kind of fun. Legend. Certainly giving us all the details. All the details. Live and learn, huh? Live and learn. What do we got coming up now? Man, we got Islands coming up in a matter of minutes. A matter of minutes. I'm going to take one more call and then we'll throw it over to Islands. How about that? How's that sound? You like apples? Well, how do you like them apples? Best show. Hi. Hello. Welcome to the best show.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
Penny.
Penny. Penny, how are you tonight?
Good.
Do you mind? How old are you, Penny? Let me guess. You are 11.
Seven.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, you're seven. Penny, what's your favorite subject in school? And don't say lunch. I was so dumb in school, Penny, I failed lunch.
I like recess.
You like recess? Okay, well, that's actually not far from liking lunch the most. Me too. I liked lunch first, then recess. What's your favorite class? Like one, what's your favorite class?
I have specials, and my favorite class at special is media because I get to hug the teacher.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so nice. Now, is there any reason you called tonight? Anything special that you called about?
Yes, it's about a new movie I saw.
A new movie
it's
you
H-Man.
Saw?
H-Man. Yes, H-Man did the subcredit.
Wait, who did?
H-Man did the subcredit.
H-Man? Oh, wait, I know who this is. I know who you are. Now it's all coming together. Your uncle is H-Man, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Your papa. His name is Z-Man, right?
What?
Do you call your father Z-Man? Or do you call him Dad?
Yeah, sometimes I call him Dad, sometimes I call him Z-Man. He has a shirt that says Z plus Man.
Okay. Well, this is what you should do. Is he nearby?
Yes.
Is he nearby? Say, yo, Z-Man.
Yes.
You can say that. Say, yo, Z-Man.
Yo, Z-Man.
Milkshake me.
Milkshake me.
Yeah. That means he has to go get you a milkshake now. Is he going to do it? Is he putting his shoes on and getting his jacket to go get you a milkshake?
Yes.
And don't make it a small.
And don't make it a small.
There you go. I like it. So you saw your uncle H-Man, who's Harry, our friend Harry, who calls the show. He worked on the new movie. He worked on the new movie Bob's Burgers.
Yes, Bob's Burgers.
Okay. And what did he
I
do?
Saw the movie.
You saw Bob's Burgers, the movie?
Yes.
What was your favorite thing about the Blob's Burgers movie?
That Luigi tried.
What's that?
That Luigi brave.
I couldn't hear you.
That Luigi is very great.
The movie's great?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. I'll check it out. Since they won't put me in the thing, I might as well at least go see it. Penny, can you ask why wouldn't they put me in the Bob's Burgers thing? What? Why wouldn't they put me in? I do voices. I'm funny. Right? Penny, why wouldn't they? Ask your uncle. Next time you see your uncle, say, Uncle H-Man, why wouldn't you put the nice guy on the radio in your show Blob's Burgers?
And also, you did a voice on Simpsons.
What's that?
Oh, wait. You did a voice on Simpsons.
I did, yeah. I did. Right? But I guess I'm not good enough for Blob's Burgers. Well, whatever. You live, you learn, huh?
And
also,
on the credits, They caught Harry Molliner.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Did you clap when you saw his name?
I did not see it, but Mom and Dad saw it.
Oh, that's nice. And they clapped. Right? Yeah, you gotta clap.
When you see his name.
Yeah, of course. All right, Penny. I got a rock band here, and I gotta let them play music on the show.
Okay.
You have a great night and go to bed. It's too late for you to be up. One final question, Penny. How many times have you seen the movie The Warriors? Your dad show that regularly?
Oh, I'm only 7 years old.
Okay. He told me your younger brother. You got a younger brother, right?
Yeah, his name is Logan. He is autistic.
I thought his name was Herbie. His name's not Herbie?
No.
So, but he made him watch The Warriors a bunch of times, right?
He's only 3.
Yeah, well.
And a half.
Okay, well. All right, Penny. Tell your dad that Tom said, stop showing us The Warriors.
Showing us The Warriors.
All right, good night. Cute kid. Yeah, let's, if we're good to go, let's throw it over to the performance space. And we got a live set from Islands happening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Island.
Dance to the song. We do it with the lights on. We like to do it with the lights on. Dance to the song. On and on, on, on. We do it with the lights on. All night we do it with the lights on. You know I get around. Can move. We do it with the lights on. set the fair line. There's nowhere to go, put a bomb in the place, and if nobody moves, and nobody can trace, and there's something in the way, some things you can't explain. On the left side, if it don't feel right, there's something in the way that the rhythm will lay. Now, is it even there? Sometimes I don't know. Don't hear the knocks or nobody come in, and you go right to the end, and where to begin? Now I've got someone to let me in.
We'll be right back.
what you can. If you got a feeling, this feeling might fade away. All you have to do is lay this love to waste. Do what I say, do what I say, do what I say.
true, and I'm on that path, but all you can do is laugh. Yeah, all you can do is cry.
come up. Yeah.
Thank you, Islands. And we're going to go in the studio in a minute. We'll go talk in the studio in a minute. Here, hold this. You hold that. Brett, am I on the air? Can I be on the air?
I think you're on the air.
Now I'm on the air. I hear myself. It was exciting. That was amazing. Islands. Can you believe it? The studio is live. That sounded so good. Can't believe it. Well, we're going to have them in the chit chat studio in a minute, but I want to tell everybody we just heard Islands doing a live session on the Best Show, and they will be at Zebulon in Los Angeles on June 2nd, Thursday, June 2nd. Very exciting. And I appreciate everybody for helping out. Real quick, shout out to the people who made everything possible today. We got Pete Wells, Megan Rash, Margot Padilla, Brett Davis, our friend Brett Davis. Well, they're all our friends, but Andrew Gleason, everybody at Forever Dog. We have, our Brett and Joe and everybody else at Forever Dog. And, who else helped? Julia has helped. Julie Vickerman helped with things. And, yeah, it takes a village to make it happen. And Vincent, Perea for the help with the drum set, of course, the generosity, so appreciated. And, yeah, thanks everybody who helped make that possible. And we'll talk to the guys in a second. And, man, it sounded so good. Tell you. Saying it right now. Best Show ain't messing around no more. We ain't messing around. I ceded too much ground to the bums and the rats in the world. Ceded too much ground to them. But look at us now. We got the studio set up. We're finally doing it. And just looking. Man, what are people saying? Looking at people are being very nice. Very nice on Twitter. Thank you, guys. So, yeah. Also, another thing I want to tell everybody before I forget. A thank you to Jason Dudio Gore, of course, and Martine Sellis. All the work of Pat Byrne and Mike Lisk. And Gabby. Why am I yelling? I sound like I'm mad. I thought I was doing a list of enemies. A list of people I appreciate. Just understand that this Saturday, speaking of shows in Los Angeles, on Saturday, June 11th, Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis at the PAC Theater in Los Angeles with Brett Davis and Nicole Conlon are going to be a part of the show. That's at 8 p.m. Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis, hot ticket in town, hot ticket. Make sure you go. It's a very funny show. I'll take a call and then we will be joined by the guys in Islands in a matter of moments. Hello, Best Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dorothy in Chicago.
Dorothy in Chicago, how are you?
Pretty good. Eating some cherries.
You're eating some cherries?
Yeah.
Are the cherries fresh?
That's about it.
So
yeah, I got them earlier today.
That's good. Well, I would hope they didn't turn. Sometimes you get this fruit, right? And then it's like, it's gone and like you get home and you're just like, well, I guess time for some raspberries. And then you're just like, oh, they turned already. I just got home from the store. How does that happen, Dorothy? How, Dorothy?
I don't know, man. I work as a fruit saleswoman, actually. I'm not, like, joking. I work at, like, a corner store, and mostly we just sell fruit. And I just watch fruit go bad over, like, an hour, over the hour between, like, the time I last stocked it.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's why some people would want everything to be some sort of like weird chemically thing, but it's like, I guess that's natural fruit. It's going to just turn quick, but holy guacamole, do raspberries go bad fast, huh? That's the one I can't hang with, Dorothy. You got to eat them in the grocery store. Got to start eating them in the grocery store.
I mean, I don't really even like them.
You don't mess with raspberries?
I'm not really a raspberry girl. I'm more of a strawberry girl.
So you like, and you sell strawberries, huh?
Oh, man. There's a bunch of music playing.
There's a bunch of music playing? How about now? Did it stop?
Yeah. I can vaguely hear your voice. And okay, now the music has stopped.
Okay. Look, we're figuring it all. We got a few tech issues going on here. But we're sorting it out, and it's going great.
It's no problem.
Oh, okay. Well, Dorothy.
I just didn't want you to think I was rude.
No, I didn't. That's the last thing I could think you're rude. Don't worry. You're not. I know you're not rude. You're calling up and being nice. So what do I owe the pleasure of this call tonight,
Dorothy? The music started again.
The music started again.
I'm really not kidding. Like, the music was happening, and then it cut out again. So I didn't really get what you said.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry, Dorothy. We're figuring it out.
This is my first time calling the best show. This is
we're figuring it out. You're doing great, Dorothy. Hey, is there any reason why the music keeps playing? That's fine. Don't worry, Dorothy. Is it still playing?
No. Now it's just you and me.
Now it's just us. All right. Thank you. So Dorothy, what led you to call tonight? You couldn't have just called to talk about the fruit you sell.
Honestly, this is just the first time I've had a Tuesday night off and got to like listen to the best show as it happened. Mm-hmm. And then I went, why not call the best show so that I can scroll on my computer and have it play off my phone?
Well, you did.
And then now I'm on the best
show. Now you did it. You did it. You're famous. Dorothy from Chicago, famous fruit peddler.
Yeah, man.
Well, I appreciate
it. I should have come with more of a plan.
Don't worry. I'm going to sort through some tech stuff. And I appreciate the call, Dorothy. Thanks. All right. Let's try another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night. All right. Yeah, let's see. Come on in. Here they come. And here come islands. Look at this. It's like a parade of, they can come in. Yeah. And look, everybody, it's the best show. We're working out a system here, and it's going to be great. You know, Tom, you know me. I'm trying. All right. Yeah, let's get him in there. And then we'll swing it over to our friend. Got a special friend coming on in a minute who has an album coming out very soon. And we're going to talk to him about it. Who? That's right, John Daly. You know John Daly. He's going to say hi for a minute. Come on in. Come in. You want to sit there?
Sure.
You can sit there, please. You can go to. We have two mics, and we'll share. We'll all share. We'll all make it possible. Everybody, you can both sit here.
George.
Oh.
Who are you?
Should we find
Adam? Oh, no, you can talk in there.
We can't find Adam. We can't find our drummer.
Nick. Evan. Jordy. Adam.
Present.
Hey.
Hello.
Here.
That's Islands for you. That was amazing. It sounded so great.
Thank
oh, my
you.
God.
Thanks.
It's very exciting. Yeah. Thanks for doing it. You're the first band to play the best show, the new best show, the West Show, some are calling it. Some are calling it the West Show. I still call it the best show. I'm fighting against what they are starting to call it.
Who is they?
It's they. Just assume there's a they out there.
I'm just really curious.
No. They show up a lot on your show.
They sure do. It's one of those things. I remember reading this book about Howard Cosell. You know Howard Cosell? You know who that is?
Sportscaster?
He's a sportscaster. He would be, he's the American, Don Cherry.
Okay. That's kind of that, like, now yeah. I get it.
But he was the guy who would always be like, and this is Howard Cosell, speaking of sports. He talked like that, and he would interview players and boxers, and he would say, some are saying that you're washed up. He would always, like, attribute it to this amorphous sum. When he's saying it, would hide behind some non-existent sum. Some are saying you shouldn't be fighting anymore, that you're over the hill and you're going to get brain damage. What do you say to what they say? It's like, just say it, Howard. Now, Don Cherry, he's a good guy. You like him up there? No, I'm kidding.
Bad guy.
Villain.
You like the musician, Don Cherry.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? True villain. One of the true villains of Earth, Don Cherry. Wouldn't you say?
Yep.
Yeah, but we didn't know that until 5 years ago.
I had an inkling.
You know, everybody.
Nick had an inkling.
I had an inkling. The bow tie tipped me off.
But growing up, we thought he was sweet.
Just like, you know, like an avuncular quality, and you're just kind of like, oh, he's my wacky uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're just like, my wacky uncle has so much hate in his heart.
So much hate.
Which has happened. I've experienced that, too, with actual wacky uncles and not so wacky uncles.
Yeah, just be like,
we've all got them.
Yeah. Not a lot of love coursing through those veins, you start to realize. Now, the album came out 6 months ago?
Almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago. Look how.
June 15th, I believe.
Wow.
Of last year.
Islemania.
We're in the home stretch.
Number 8.
LP8.
LP8, yes. Kelly Lee Owens just called an album her 8th album when it was her 3rd album. She jumped the line by 5.
Oh, that's smart.
Because she's like, what would happen if I made my 8th album? If I made my 8th album 3rd.
Hmm.
But you made your 8th album 8th.
We play by the rules.
And
us Island Boys.
And this album is great. The new album is great. I'm still calling it the new album. It's like you have 18 months for it to not be a new album anymore.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. No, it's a great album. It's a high water mark in the Islands catalog. And it's exciting to see those songs live because it's rare. It's been a tricky couple of years. I don't know if you guys heard. It's been a little pandemic. Slowed things down a little bit.
Wait, where?
Oh, everywhere.
Oh.
Did you not notice masks?
I'm kind of in my own world a lot of the times. I get creative and I just go into a little bit of
sure,
it.
You just zone out.
Yeah.
Because you got your... You got your little doodle pad sometimes.
I doodle so much. Tom, can I tell you the story? I've been waiting for the right... I should have told you earlier.
Sure.
But in 2010...
Yeah.
This is going to sound like a made-up story, but in 2010, I was a correspondent for ABC News in Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest.
Okay.
And I went down to interview artists... I had the inside track, I guess, as a musician. And I really was. I was a correspondent on the nightly news, ABC Nightly News. And I interviewed a bunch of bands. And one of the people I interviewed was this musician who I interviewed. And I was very green, so I did not do a terrific job. I did not have the broadcasting abilities that you do. But after the interview with this one individual artist, who I will go unnamed just for entertainment's sake. I think it's cooler when you kind of withhold. She turned to my producer and said, he has an Eeyore vibe. I kid you not.
Somebody. So that's a thing.
That was in 2010. Well, it's something we both share, I think, in some people's opinions. I don't think we do.
So they said about you.
She turned to the producer after we did our interview and she said, he had a bit of an Eeyore vibe.
Oh.
So I join you in that.
In that we're
fight.
Yeah,
which is in public domain now. By the way, Eeyore.
Yeah, I saw that somebody made like a Winnie the Pooh slasher film.
Yeah,
recently.
It's an incredible film
because you can just do whatever you want with the literature, not with the. You can't make it look exactly like the Disney characters, but you can run wild with the A.A. Milne.
Yeah, so Pooh's a guy. He's like a 25-year-old guy.
Sure.
And it's an incredible movie.
Because we can do a Winnie the Pooh, whatever we want with that. Sherlock Holmes, right?
That's in the – that IP is clear?
Pretty sure. But you. But the trick is with a lot of these
and Frank.
That's a real person.
But the Diary of Anne Frank, I mean –
The Diary, yeah, that's – sure, that's in the public domain. It's not in the public domain. did he not want to come in?
No. It's drummer. It's a drummer thing, you know.
These drummers, I tell you.
Yeah.
God love them, right?
Mm-hmm.
One's weirder than the next, these drummers. One's weirder than the next because they talk with their hands. That's the thing they don't understand. They're always feeling the beat.
Yeah.
The rest of us live like – you guys live with melody. They live with just
well
beat.
Yeah, but which would you rather have?
Oh, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying he's just cut from a different cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did actually – I guess I did infer that one is wrong by saying one's weirder than the next, and but so I apologize, Adam. I apologize. I was in the effort to try to be entertaining. I sold you out for a cheap laugh, so I apologize.
You know, I'll take the hit on this one. Adam was, you know, that old joke. How do you get a drummer off your doorstep?
How do you get a drummer off?
You pay him for the pizza. So there was pizza backstage, that back in the little sure. peek behind the curtain. There was pizza in the live uh-huh. room, and Adam was waiting around. I think he's actually just waiting around to get a tip, actually.
So you're implying that he forgot that he didn't deliver this pizza somehow.
Somehow. I can't. The interiority of Adam's mm-hmm. mind is a mystery to me.
Sure.
He really should have decided to just come in the room with yes. us, and we wouldn't be cutting him up.
He right would have been spared
yeah.
all of this brutality.
But we really love him so much.
No, he's the best. He's the best in the biz.
He is.
He's holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
He brings it hard, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
He's just he's got the goods. And not everybody has the goods. That's why it's one of these – Islands is one of these rare bands where – 4 out of 4 have the goods. Because, like, you look at some of these other bands, like Van Halen, 1 out of 4 had the goods in Van Halen.
The bass player.
Michael Anthony. No, Eddie Van Halen had the goods. David Lee Roth, provably talentless. Provably. I can prove that.
That's part of his charm, I think.
Oh, I'm not saying it didn't work for him.
Yeah.
It clearly
it made
worked.
It work.
But he's talentless.
Yeah.
Alex Van Halen, a serviceable drummer, and Michael Anthony, just a complete a buffoon. And then you see other bands where there's like one weak link, that always, but like Island's one of the rare ones where it's 4 for 4, solid.
We're batting 1,000.
Yeah. You remove any piece from it and you swap another piece in, it's going to be less than what it was prior.
I see no lie.
No, it's the truth. Now, Nick, I just wanted to ask you. We got a double dose of your brilliance tonight. Cuz you wrote and recorded the new Best Show theme.
I did. I was actually shocked that you selected it. I submitted to the contest like everybody else did, and I was just amazed that it
– There was no contest.
No, yeah, but – and Joe Plummer plays drums on the track, mm-hmm. and okay. And a great drummer from out of Seattle. And I was just – I was tickled that you – I just made it kind of – you know, I thought you'd mentioned that you were – Yeah, I don't know. Curious about new themes.
And I love it. And we have it now. And it's a part touched. Of the kickoff. Because
wow.
Now, Evan and Jory, you both are rocking it in Canada for the most part. You're down
That's
in the
true.
U.S. now. And how does that feel? Are you scared with good pizza? Does that scare you? Pizza that is like doesn't taste like anchovies for some odd reason when you get sun-dried tomatoes and it's just like, well, did they soak them in anchovy juice? What's going on, guys? You go to Pizza Pizza.
It sounds like you had a really bad pizza experience.
I was there for 4 months. I had multiple bad pizza experiences. Okay. And then they taunt you in Canada by slicing the pie into 16ths often, to where it's like I have to eat twice as much pizza. Mentally, I'm eating twice as much pizza. And it's like eating two times as much bad pizza. They're cutting it. First of all, when I'm in fourth grade, I get a birthday party in a classroom. You got to cut the pie in the 16ths. I'm an adult. Eighths.
We also call in Canada, we call candy bars chocolate bars.
You do go see, look, well, that clarifies a lot, because last week we were talking about a caller, Colette, our friend Colette, called, and she said that she believes that chocolate is not a candy.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But you'd have to agree that chocolate in and of itself is not candy. Okay, if that was the case. But that's chocolate is versatile. Chocolate can be a cake. It can be a pie. It can be all these different things. And it amongst the many things chocolate can be is candy.
No. Well, give me an example.
You ever hear a Snickers bar? You ever hear that?
A chocolate bar. There's no. It's not candy. Candy is...
Well, this is what I challenge you to do.
Yeah.
You have a phone?
No.
No? Okay, well, that ends that challenge right there.
I won.
That challenge went south way quicker. Way quicker than I thought it would be. Do you have a phone? Nope. It's like, there's no recovering from that for me. Well, yeah, okay, then I'll do it. Me with my fancy internet over here.
Yeah, we just have landlines in Canada.
I'm typing in, like, I know you got Rogers up there. You got Rogers, you got Chapters, you got everything up there. You got pizza.
Oh yeah,
because you can't call it
pizza. You say it twice.
Yeah, it's like Rumpelstiltskin. I'm going to type in candy bar, and I'm going to image search it.
But you have to go to Google.
Look at that.
You have to
Snickers,
go to,
Twix.
But are you on Google?
Three Musketeers, Milky Way.
You have to go to google.ca, the Canadian version.
I will. Okay, here we go.
Because we
at 5 a.m. the other night, I woke up with this profound thought, are dolls toys?
Uh-huh.
Which is sort of the analogy to his chocolate candy.
That's a great,
And I think the answer is it depends, really.
Yeah. I think it, look. Okay, I'm at google.ca.
Candy. They let you on google.ca?
Oh, they do, yeah. I still have connections. Well. First picture up.
Coffee Crunch.
Snickers. Second one up is weird, one of those It's Sugar stores, which are very troubling. Do you know those? There's a chain here called It's Sugar. And you go in it, and guess what they sell?
Not chocolate bars.
Oh, there's chocolate bars there, my friend.
I love the advertising of the sugar store. It's just like a woman in yoga, doing like a yoga pose with a bowl of sour worms.
Yeah. I feel candy. Chocolate can be candy. Candy does not have to be chocolate.
That's right.
And maybe you call it chocolate bars up there. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you have Big Turk bars here?
It's not common.
It's the Turkish delight.
A syllogism?
In a chocolate bar. And that I consider the only candy bar because it has candy inside a chocolate bar.
When you say it has candy inside, what kind of candy?
It has fake Turkish delight.
Okay.
Which is a horrible, I love it, but it's like a mixture that doesn't mix.
People don't, that's that. Has like a caulk kind of vibe to it, right?
Yeah.
Like, where you're just like, are you sealing shower tiles or enjoying a nice little snack? Exactly. Well, maybe an edible caulk would be amazing. Well, I'm not going to open that door. I'm very close to other. That's not the kind of program we run here. So Nick, thank you for the theme song. It's amazing, and it's going to serve us well for many, many years. A week. Be just like next week, like, hey, everybody, we are actually open for submissions for a new thing. No.
Negative feedback?
People love it, and people are going to –
That's very sweet.
Yeah. And there's always an adjustment period.
Yeah.
You know what it is on the best show? If the listeners, God bless you, listeners. I love all, each and every one. I couldn't love you more. The best in the business. That said, sometimes you're not the first to know what's the best version of things. And sometimes I'm not the first to know what the best version of things. 11 years ago, who came on the show? Vanessa Bayer. People like, oh, this isn't good. Now you jump forward. Oh, she's my favorite. Andy Daly. Oh, I don't like this guy. Jump forward. Oh, he's the best. Sometimes you got to trust your friend Tom. He knows what he's doing here. And it's new time for – and look, the previous theme song, here's an interesting thing. Canadian. Mm. Paycheck. Mm. Our friend Austin.
Toronto,
holding it down. The theme stays Canadian.
Mm. That's the theme.
That's the true theme is that it stays – it. Oh. It's not so secretly Canadian.
Oops.
Yeah. Now, this Thursday, Zebulon, regular people who just go to Zebulon, they see the sign. It just says music out front.
Yeah.
Music tonight.
I hate
and they just go in.
Yeah.
And maybe they get some blues on a certain night.
Sure.
You know, or they get some funk. Chamber music.
Yeah.
Or then the funk the mm-hmm. next night.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who walk in are going to get the treat of their lives when they're just like, oh, who, what's up tonight? Bluegrass, perhaps? It's like, oh, no, it's international superstars.
Mm. Some are saying that.
Some are saying that. And John Daly will also be on that bill.
Our dear friend John Daly is on the bill.
Yeah.
And Saadi, our friend Saadi is on the bill. It's going to be a great value.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before we forget, can you back announce the songs that we heard so people can?
Yes, we heard.
Because there was a new one in there.
There was a brand new song, which will be on the next record. We were in the studio last week putting the finishing touches on that. And we did kind of a cool different arrangement of it tonight. But that song is called And All You Can Do Is Laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And the set tonight we heard... We Like to Do It With the Lights On, Set the Fairlight, Pumpkin, and All You Can Do Is Laugh, and finished it up with Fear from 2016's Should I Remain Here at Sea.
Yeah. And it sounded amazing. Again, I want to thank everybody who made it sound so great. We had a whole team working here to get the inaugural performance in the performance space underway, and they did such a great job. All I'm seeing is people saying, it sounds like the record. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
Really? Oh, cool.
It truly sounded amazing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So what's next for Islands? You just played a festival. You were at a festival and you were on the screens 80 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
It was exciting.
I was in a rider. Yep.
Yeah.
We played the MySpace stage at the Nostalgia Fest. It was like a 2004 fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. And we're just putting the finishing touches on a new record, which I spoke with you about last year,
mm-hmm.
hinted at it. And it's we're just kind of tidying up the edges of it.
It's very what's the difference? Because you've talked about these records as there's a series of three, the way you've talked about that you've got three. You've envisioned the next three.
Yeah.
Islamania. Fun party record, good time, dance around to what's the second and third record going to be?
Well, I call it the bitch trilogy. It's like Neil Young's ditch trilogy, uh-huh. but with a bit of sass to it.
Yeah.
So the second one is called And That's Why Dolphins Lost Their Legs.
Okay.
And that's the bummer record, but except it's not, but
mm-hmm.
but that's the log line. And then the third record is actually going to be, I think, the lost record that won't come out for 30 years.
That's okay.
That's the plan.
So you'll record it, hide it from yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Just be like – or you give it to somebody like, don't tell me where you put this.
Right. Don't tell me the password.
Yeah. And then 30 years from now, so we're looking at –
2052. Yeah.
Great. Let's – by all means, let's – think about 2050.
I love it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that feels right. That's the trajectory we got going here.
Yeah.
2052 should just be amazing.
Oh, yeah. We're cruising in 2052.
Full Road Warrior vibe going on.
Yeah. Water fight. A lot of water fight.
Sure. And also by that point, I will be – well, I won't be here anymore.
You will be here.
Yeah. No.
Maybe in a jar, but you'll be here.
Exactly. Well, thank you. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me, Nick. Maybe in a jar, but I still will be here.
And people are going to be clamoring for that new Islands record. They're going to be like, where is it?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, by that point, everything will just have grown and grown and people be like – like the cult of Islands. It'd be like, there's another record. We've been looking for it for 30 years.
Right.
Those bums hid it from us.
Yeah.
And then somebody's finally going to be like, I found it.
Yep.
I found it. It was under this jacket. They didn't even do that good of a job. They didn't do that good of a job hiding it. We did a really bad job looking for it. It was just under this jacket. And then they'll put it on and be like, man, it's pretty good.
They'll
put the jacket on.
Yeah.
And they'll say like, man, it's pretty good. Then they'll hear the record. They'll be like, well, this jacket doesn't hold a candle to that. It sucks compared to this, to the 11th Islands record, 10th Islands record.
10th.
It'll be the 10th. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no title for that 10th record yet.
No title yet.
Okay.
Well, because language will be so different in,
of course.
In 2052.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait a bit.
Yeah. Sure. No, of course. Language will be, it will all just sound so different. And if you said it, I wouldn't be able to understand it.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, what are you saying? And you'd be like, come back to me in 2048. We'll be closer. We'll be 4 years off. Now, so new record next year.
Inshallah. I mean, that's the hope. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan. But we're just trying to figure out who to give it to, basically, to birth it into this world. And then, it's good though. It's insanely good.
Man, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's exciting. And the show at Zebulon this Thursday, June 2nd in Los Angeles is kind of it's going to be the last one for a good stretch.
I think so. Yeah, we got to get the new record cooking and then we'll come back out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now there's other rumblings of some other side projects going on too in the Islands camp.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let's hear about that.
Oh, are you talking about Sled? Or you're just, you don't actually know, you're just
they've been talking about Sled.
Tom does his research.
Yeah, well, I've got a YouTube show called Planet Sled, and I'm about to break that out into Earth. So it's me and a bunch of computers and synths and visuals. So I haven't performed live yet.
Okay.
But I will. I'll maybe come down here.
Okay.
And do it.
It's amazing. What's your Instagram?
Sled. This is Sled with 2 D's.
It's incredible.
Official. And yeah, it's all like winter songs.
Okay.
Winter based.
And it's you and a bunch of robots.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then my brother here, Jordy.
Yeah, I put a record out under my own name, Jordy Gordon. It was called The Tower, and it came out in September.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a more singer-songwritery style, but not so much as well. And I've been making a new one over the winter, too. Yeah, we've been hanging out. So that should be coming out in the spring as well. So,
all right. So everybody's hopping.
Yeah.
And Adam has a great
record
he's got ready to go. I think, I don't know when he's planning to release it, but he's an amazing songwriter himself.
Too. His voice is the best.
Yeah. Same Adam voice. Halfordy is his name. So keep an eye.
It's amazing. It's like a, It's like a talent collective. But it's not even just a band. It's like a collective of super talents. Mm. And then when you unite, one plus one plus one plus one equals, not four, 1111. That's how huge you are when you all coalesce as islands.
Wow.
Well, look, I appreciate you being the first band to play the new Best Show. The new Best Show makes it sound like it's like, I don't know, it makes it sound like I'm doing, and just like that, like I'm the new Sex in the City, where it's like, hey, it's the new thing. Oh, is it good? No, it's nowhere near what the other thing was, but it's making us think the other version wasn't good either. We don't think any of it might have been good now. No, it's very exciting that you came and played, and it sounded amazing, and you guys are amazing, and I truly appreciate
amazing.
It. And you're just the best.
It's been a big, in the tour van over the years, the Best Show has been like number one van material. So it's.
We're number one in the vans.
Exactly. So it's wonderful to come in real life, you know?
Well,
the studio is looking incredible.
Yeah.
Spot is, it's a huge, huge moment. I think.
Thank you. And this is just.
I think West is best for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. West is best. Jim Morrison said that. He said the West is the best.
Right before he jumped off the roof into an empty pool.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm a golden god. Bonk. There's no water in the pool. Yeah. No, thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Nick, Evan, Jordy, Adam, Islands, best in the biz.
Wow. Right back at you.
All right, thanks. And thanks for the theme, Nick.
Thank you.
Okay. Everybody. Now, Dudio. Yeah.
My name?
Yeah, I called you.
Oh, you said me.
Yeah, I did.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
How are you?
I'm good.
God, that sounded so good.
Didn't it sound amazing?
It sounded amazing.
So amazing.
Also, the new theme rules.
New theme rules. I can't wait. It's going to be a joy to hear that every week. Yeah, they're so great.
Yeah, so good.
Now, if I was to do a little business here on this Bluetooth channel.
Right.
Green button, not on. True or false?
Not on.
Pot up this channel.
Yes.
Play something.
Yes.
Like that. Hold on. We're getting back to where it used to be. Back to Best Show days. We do what we do.
20-year-old Frankie. He's married. He's got a kid. And he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Well, let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie.
The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here. The West will do the rest. Is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here the and West we'll do the rest. Is the best. The West is the best. The West is the best. The West is the get best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The get here the and we'll do the rest.
The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The West.
WNBC, we go to the record pig line.
Record pig.
And we find out what we have this time around. Echo on Rock and Roll Records. Pretty cool.
Boink, boink.
A lot of different effects used. One used an empty swimming pool to capture the echo on a hit rock and roll song from, I guess you'd call it, the mid to late 60s. All right, we have lots of answers thus far. I hope you've been keeping track. Who is this time, huh?
Hello, this is Gonzo Joe from Brooklyn.
You sound like you're calling from an underwater submarine out in Saigon or something.
Actually, I'm calling from my delivery truck. I'm in New Haven, Connecticut right now.
Okay, fine. Now, what can I do for you?
Got an answer for the trivia question.
Fine, go ahead.
Is this Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles?
No, it's not. That's a good guess, though. It's not it.
Nope.
WNBC, who's this?
This is Rob Carpenter.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Side Flip.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Mellow Yellow.
No, it's not it. WNBC.
Yeah, you got Dale from the Bronx?
Yeah, Dale, go ahead.
Would it be Day in the Life by the Beatles?
No, it's not. It's not a Beatles song, I can tell you that.
Not a Beatles song.
NBC, who's this?
Yes, Henry from Queens.
Yes.
This is Help Me, Rhonda.
No, it's not. You're getting warm. WNBC.
Yeah, hi. Is the Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys?
Yes, that's it. That is it. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Now, how did you get that? How did you get that, man?
I know everything about the Beach Boys.
Well,
know it all.
There you go. Do you know whose swimming pool it was?
Brian Wilson.
That's right. That's it. And I happen to like this song even more than Good Vibrations because I found it more interesting with the harmonies that they used.
Me too.
Very cool record.
Excellent. Right. Number 14.
Yes, well, number 12 it made it to, not number 14. Sorry. See, you're wrong.
You don't know anything about the Hot Beats.
Just kidding. I'm just playing with you.
I'm just playing with you.
Well, good. Just don't touch too, you know.
You too. Be gentle with me, Big J.
Fine. All right, now let's oink like a pig before we get really disgusting here.
Okay.
Sometime tonight. Congratulations. You're a time machine record pig.
I told you I can't make it. You can feel the tension? I can. I can feel it down in my plums. You get a nice bluish hue. I'm getting ready to take them to the farmer's market.
I read poetry and sonnets, and he plays the upright bass.
Yamakip Piego, Cedere Fakeba wins on Latin, he quotes, UJ, sub correct!
The West.
We winked at all the she-dogs. The town had been such a hullabaloo and that little dog raised till the end of the day.
We just have a good rhythm together, you know. He sort of feels me out, I feel him out. And we go for it.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for
told you I can't make it. 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 Told you I can't make it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WWE favorite band in the whole world, Cliff Biscuit!
Whoopie bam doo.
Get the hell off. You know what time.
Whoopie bam doo.
I said.
Whoopie bam doo.
Call it a comeback!
Told you I can't make it. Told you I can't make it. Told you I can't make it.
Brothers and sisters, I'm on vacation. I hear it all the time. By a lot of hockey, sitting on a lot of money, never be in their high society. But I'll let you know something. It can't be. This is the high society. This is the high society.
I said.
Eyes on the prize.
I'm like Ricky Gervais. I'm just gonna let it out. I love his laugh. Do you hate his laugh too?
Whoopie damn do.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Love to
delicious homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long to make. Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new Dump Cake Cookbook. Forget...
Yes. Yes. Back. I'm back. Finally. You hear that? You hear that, Dudio? You hear that?
Dudio stepped out for a second, Tom. You want me to go get him?
Well, who's this?
Oh, hey, Tom. This is Brett.
Brett? Who's Brett? Wait, from... From Double Threat?
The one and the same, aka Brent.
No, your name's Brett. Oh, who would call you Brent?
Look at this.
Who would call... I don't want... I'm telling you right now, Brett. If I ever meet the SOB that would call you Brent...
What are you going to do to him?
Do the old... do the old patty cake to him.
Yeah.
Patty cake, bake, and then... Bake me a cake as fast as you can. You punch on can. Now we got the sound collage back. The elements are coalescing, much like when the continent separated from Pangea. Wait, that doesn't track at all. Not even a little bit. Now it's all coming together. And Brett, thank you for all the work that you and everybody at Forever Dog did tonight to make Island sound as great as they did. And again, Pete Wells, Megan Rash, Margot Padilla, Brett Davis, Andrew Gleason, Brett and Joe at Forever Dog, and then of course, Dudio did his, it helped us so much. And, Vincent Perea, the drum set. Everybody, so many things. Martine has been working hard. Pat and Mike, I appreciate all of it. Is John Daly here? Come on in, buddy.
On his way.
Oh, he's on. Oh, well, there's Dudio. Well, how about that? As I live and breathe. Sound collage is back.
Oh, it sounded so good.
Yeah. They can't touch it.
Can't touch it.
These people, they can't touch a whole thing.
Other podcasts have tried.
I want to say one thing. If you've got a Twitter account, and I don't know why you would at this point, it's a terrible place to be. It's awful. Used to be a place you could actually meet a friend. Imagine that. Twitter used to be a place where you could actually make a friend. Look at it now. Make any friends over there? Anybody make any friends over on Twitter anymore? No. I just want to say this. If you would like your, here's the way it goes. If you want your Twitter account to, blow up, maybe not in the right way, mention Joe Rogan in a tweet. Maybe you've got an account that has, not popular enough. You want some attention? Tweet about Joe Rogan. But conversely, you got an account that's not too shabby and you want to see nothing but grief come your way? Also tweet about Joe Rogan. Good golly, I have gotten nothing. I made one little tweet about this Joe Rogan character who, again, so I've said other things about him in the past. I don't need to rehash the things that He looks like a snowman with the middle section removed. He looks like a stunt double for the owner of MMA, that guy. He looks like his stunt double. Whatever. If you're fan, oh, you say one thing. But he came up with this completely whatever. I'll say this. Last week on the show, last week was one of the worst days any of us have had in recent memory with the awful shooting. And then I did the show and I powered past it because we needed to just do the show. And I could have talked about it all night. It would have been a sad affair and I just couldn't. I didn't want the show to be that because I figured it would maybe was a chance for people to get a little bit of a breather from the unavoidable madness. That was facing all of us. So I really didn't talk about it last week. I think I made a reference to it, but I was really trying to just focus on the show. And then as soon as it was over, then obviously I crash and get sad for days. And, so it's whatever. So I avoided talking about it on the show last week. The week was just a bad week with all the sadness and all the tragedy and all the bullheaded stupidity that goes with all that stuff. And, you know, all you want's a little nuance. In your beliefs. That's all you want. A little nuance. And I'm not saying everybody's got to be some sort of, not saying to be some sort of middle of the road person, because that stuff doesn't get done if you're in the middle of the road either. But you also can't, you got to just at least think of other people. And that's the other thing. These comedians, for a group of people who want the role of telling y'all how it, like, I'm the social truth, whatever. I hold a mirror up to society. Well, you know what? Then you also are responsible to potentially grow as a human. If you're going to sit in that chair, you better be ready to learn and make mistakes and realize when you're off target and when you can see things in a different way. That's the burden of that. If you want to be the big shot, say, I hold the mirror of society. Okay, well, if that's the case, then you need to also not just act like you've reached the finish line in terms of your intellectual growth. But holy moly, some lunk-headed thinking coming from that camp, man. So I tweeted about it, and then naturally blows up. Look, I'm not going to go after any of these people. God bless me. You think Joe Rogan's funny, and that's your guy? I disagree. I like other people. I like comedians that are funny, but that's just me. I don't know. That's my little quirk. I like funny comedians, not just guys who go up and assault the stool on stage. That's just me. Is John here? Okay. Come on in, buddy. So if you want ever watch your Twitter go up in flames, that's what you do. It's a good way. Just tweet about Joe Rogan and suddenly somebody will pour some gasoline on your Twitter for you. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, look at these guys. They're running a studio saying, go here. Brett saying, no, go there. It's a game of bleeping, musical chairs up in here. And speaking of musical chairs, John Daly is sitting on a musical chair called the Throne of Comedy and Music, the Intersect, the Throne. That is a segue. It's not making much sense. I'm going to just drop it. John, how are you?
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks so much for having me on. Don't worry about the segue. It was going great.
Sure.
And this is great. Thanks. So happy to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Beautiful studio.
The studio's beautiful. The island sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're here. It couldn't have a better night.
Oh, it's great. I love the sound collage. It was great. I love Bruce. Glad yeah. Bruce is back.
Bruce is back.
It was a beautiful day today.
Yeah, nice day. It's all coming together.
Yeah, it's coming together. This is gelling.
Now, from what I hear,
yeah,
and I kind of have my ear to the street.
Yeah.
With things.
You'd have to, yeah.
I heard that you have an album that's coming. It's imminent.
It's imminent. It's imminent, and it's dynamite. Let me tell you something. This album is yeah. Ding Dong Delicious. It's John Daly. It's very dumb songs, and I love it. And put it yeah. out there. Uh-huh. Here's the story of it, Tom, and you're heavily involved. I don't know if you know this, but
I want to hear
this. I think it was pre-pandemic, but I said on the Best Show at one point a few years ago, I said, hey, I'm looking for a record. Or you said you're making some music and, you know, and I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a record deal. And I got mm-hmm. a record deal through you announcing it. From being on the show.
Oh, that's all. I'm glad I could help.
So you're great. Yeah. It's, you're responsible for this. I'm about to give you a record on the show. Is that okay?
Oh, well, are you kidding? I cannot wait. This is so exciting.
Here you go.
Oh my God. Look at that cover. First of all, this cover.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful cover. You look amazing on it. You're oceaned up. You're wet.
I'm wet. It's fun.
You've got a saxophone in front of the ocean.
I got into the ocean with my saxophone. It ruined my saxophone. If you put ocean uh-huh. water onto a woodwind, it's not good.
Who knew?
Yeah, who would think that? Man.
Who knew that salt water
would be bad for like something like a violin or a saxophone. Yeah.
No, this is a beautiful. Oh my goodness.
It's great. It's baby blue vinyl or sky blue if you mm-hmm. think baby blue's weird.
Yeah. Ding Dong Delicious is the name of the album. And Northern Spy is the label.
Northern Spy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's the label.
And this is a full, look at these tracks on this.
Lots of tracks and it's great. You know, it's all killer, no filler and it's all hits, no stuff. And yeah. it's the best.
This is amazing.
So go to the pre-order
mm-hmm.
or, you know, on my Instagram or Twitter or on northernspy.com. And also I'm going to be opening for that band Islands on Thursday. If you're in Los Angeles,
you got to come. That's the show.
You got to come. This is going to be the show.
Yeah. That's the show. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. It's going to be popping off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now the road to music for you, circuitous route, because you played music, you played sax earlier in your life.
I was in band when mm-hmm. I was a kid, and
yeah.
I would say I was second chair sax, and I should have been first chair. I should have challenged. I'm pretty good at
okay.
it. And so anyway, fourth grade, I start playing sax,
mm-hmm.
and then I got into like high school. I was in, and I switched away. I didn't like the band teacher, and I had a bad band teacher in middle school named mm-hmm. Mr. Patterson, and he was verbally abusive and would made this like three girls, one of them was named Nicole Shadle, he'd make them cry in the class, and he was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out later that this guy got kicked out of my middle school because he told an African-American middle schooler that she shouldn't be in the play Our Town and that she should try out for a sport instead. And it turned out that that girl was the daughter of Jerome Bettis, the Pittsburgh Steeler.
The bus.
Yeah, the bus.
Yeah.
The best. And so she he got thrown out of the school. And I heard that story and I was like, good, he's a piece of crap.
Yeah, he's
and
a bum. He's
yeah,
a bum.
He's a bum. He's a jerk. And yeah. Yeah, I hope he's, uncomfortable, if not dead. And so there the tale begins.
Uh-huh. At best uncomfortable.
At best uncomfortable, you know?
Or like, dead.
Just dead in the grave or just about to go and just feeling not good.
Yeah. I hope that this teacher
mm-hmm.
is what I hope. I hope he's working at a record store. Box comes in. Yeah, got the new shipment from Northern Spy. He's like, all right, I'll stock it. Cuts the box open. And he looks at the cover. He's like, wait a minute. This can't be. This no. Can't,
oh, my God.
It's him. No. Oh no.
Another ghost.
Another ghost. Another from ghost. My past.
And they'll go and look in the mirror and go, all you do is create ghosts. And then he used to say, John, he used to go, he used to go, like when we were in sixth grade, the eighth grade band was, I guess, good. I don't even know if they were good or if he mm-hmm. just used it as manipulation technique, but he would go, oh man, the eighth grade band is cooking. You guys, you're wasting my time, man. You're wasting my time. I'll take my family to Rico's. And he always said, I'll take my family to Rico's. I'm like, it's during school hours. Wait,
what's Rico's?
Rico's is like a fancy-ish restaurant in the North Hills of Pittsburgh that he was like, I'll take my family to Rico's.
Yeah. So
what does that mean?
He's threatening to pull his family to Rico's. It's 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's 10:30 in the morning. We're at fourth grade eighth grade band.
Yeah. Rico's is not open yet.
Yeah. So then, you know, I had more positive teachers, I have to say.
Sure.
Choir teachers, but,
mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to I made a Red Hot Chili Peppers song that I think I've talked about on the podcast here and then put it out as a thing. It's still up at rhcp.com and it's called Abracadabra, California. I put that out and as a Chili Peppers fan, it was my tribute and people tended to think that it was real and mm-hmm. whatever. And so then I made that and then I made this like little Zan song and then Northern Spy very nicely put those two songs out as the A and B sides of a 7-inch. And so that was my first record with them. And then mm-hmm. this is my second record with them.
Amazing. Yeah. And this is a full length. And when does it officially come out?
June 10th.
June 10th.
Yeah.
The countdown has begun.
The vinyl's beautiful. It is heavy. It's substantial.
Yeah.
It looks great on a record player because mm-hmm. it's blue. It's a sky blue.
It's amazing. It must feel like a giant relief to finally get to this point because this has just been a while in the making. You've been crafting this for a while.
Yeah. I have been crafting it for a while. I think it's going to be valuable. Give it. You know, as a rarity, it'll be a rarity, you know, this record. It'll mm-hmm. be like, it'll increase in value and it's great. It's going to be great to see my baby just go up, up, up.
Sure.
In price as the years go by. I'm counting mm-hmm. money. It's my retirement.
No, of course. You stockpile about 100 copies of it. Then you're just kind of like, man, you got to make a car payment. You go fish one out. All right. I guess I'll go to Discogs, put this up.
Yeah.
Let the bidding begin.
Have fun, animals.
Yeah. Man, sure would love to go to Morocco. I guess that's three copies of the record.
Yeah.
I guess I'm still three, four if I want to have some nice dinners.
Oh, well, good thing I kept 10 in this box they gave me of 10.
Yeah. No, it's,
But you can unbox it at home.
Yeah.
Is that an enticing? Make your own entice. That's a challenge. Make your own unboxing video and put it up on TikTok.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the best, ironically, what if you gave a free copy of the album to whoever did the best unboxing video? But the irony is that everybody already has it.
Right.
Because they just unboxed it.
Yeah. So I can just relax finally. Just take a day off.
Yeah. No, you're working hard. You're working hard.
I'm Kevin Hart out here.
Yeah, you are.
Buy my record.
Yeah, you're running.
I'm running from Seacrest mm-hmm. to Kimmel.
Yeah.
To
Corden.
Corden, certainly. Yeah.
You should get in there.
Ellen.
Sure. Well, it might be a little.
I'm a little, yeah.
The set might be empty over at the Ellen show.
Due dates.
You should. look, fingers crossed, you get in that car with Corden, you're blowing that sax in the car with him. Oh, my while God. While he's driving around. Yeah. Dude, Italian restaurant theme, Billy Joel. Blee, blee, blee,
blee.
Yeah. You get to a red light, you jump out on the roof of James Corden's car, you play the sax solo to Jungle Land.
John, this is the best carpool karaoke ever.
You're like, I'm getting on the roof. And you're like,
just crushing. And then I sing the words and very well and play the sax solo. And he's like, that was the best carpool karaoke I've ever experienced. It was better than Harry Styles. It was better than Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And he's like, we're going to end carpool karaoke. Not now, right? Cause you, right? You did the best one now, right?
Yeah, we gotta put it to bed.
Can't do no more of this carpool karaoke, right?
Oh, we'll do a sketch where we bury it in a grave and you've got to be there.
Yeah.
You, Lin-Manuel, and of course.
Reggie.
Reggie, Snoop Dogg, all the really huge ones who did a, carpool. Exactly. No. And not to mention Paul McCartney. I could definitely rip that. I can play solos. I can play mm-hmm. I bet if you gave me some sheet music and asked me to be in a band, it would take a while. But I have to admit, Devendra Banhart, once asked me to go on stage with him and play sax in a song. And I got so scared to mess up his song that I choked and I didn't play anything.
So you were up on stage.
And I was up on stage.
And you're just like, here we go. I'm getting
big
closer.
Rock festival, Tropicalia.
And right. Were you in the middle of the song?
I can't believe I'm talking about
that. No, look,
Devendra's like, hey man, like, you know, like, we want you to play sax on the song. The band's cool with it. I'm just like, cool. Yeah. And I'm backstage and I'm just so nervous. And I remember seeing Morrissey was playing and I saw Morrissey's setup and his drums and everything. And I was like, oh no. Oh wow. Yeah. Oh, I should take this really seriously. Yeah, I didn't prepare for this and didn't really think about it. I thought I'd be noodling and it would be a fun time, but no, it was like, so what did you figure out? Where do you want to come in? Or they knew where I was going to come in, but it was just like, and his band are just, you know, cool dudes, well-dressed, and they're just staring at me like, you know, just like, you idiot.
And now you're you're waiting for your moment in the song. Like on, how long are you on stage holding your sax?
I was holding,
waiting to start. Like
I did pretend to play at some points. Okay. I might have like gone like,
no,
like something like that. Uh-huh. But yeah, that's about it. Just kind of like, I just didn't want to ruin the groove. And I knew I would have like played full, clam after clam. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
So embarrassing. Yeah, that's the most embarrassed. And his band still, I think he forgives me, but his band still, there's, a couple members of the band in particular that, like will see me and they'll just be like, oh yeah, you're the loser that messed up. Yeah. I know you.
You know,
I'm a genius.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go, guys.
Yeah. Let it go. Come on.
We did this.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Yeah. If I could go back in time,
you'd do it right.
I would rehearse by myself. What's the consent? Like I'm going to, I lose no matter what. If I played, I'm sure it would have.
That's exactly. You can't win. So you
can't
know what?
Win with these guys.
Yeah, you can't win with these rock guys.
Yeah. No, they're mean. No. Mean jerks.
Rough. It's a rough crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's. Yeah. Cause they got those ears. Like, they say Dr. Dre has magic ears and they can hear everything, you know, and
sure.
Like a guy like that, he's probably got those ears and he's like, man, you clam head. Get the hell off my stage. Clam head.
Well, look, hopefully you don't, if Dr. Dre invites you to play sax on something.
Dude, it's next Super Bowl.
Next Super Bowl. It's okay. Don't worry. But it's just that kind of thing where you're, it'd be like, hey, remember that last year's Super Bowl show was so much fun?
We're going to just invite the same people back again.
Yeah, man.
You see the same group in concert 2 years in a row. So that's what you're doing. That's what we're doing. Yeah. We're bringing that group back.
Oh, Kendrick. Is Kendrick going to do it?
He would do it. They'd move He's him. Back. They'd move. I don't think they'd invite 50 Cent back again because he,
yeah, he
seemed like he was half asleep.
Yeah. It's hard to do that thing, period. But like, yeah, he was definitely half asleep. And I think I heard you. I think that where I heard this being made fun of for the first time, which is the funniest thing about that was that Dr. Dre was on a fake console pretending to make things happen. Yeah. I think you were like, yeah. Did you see that? Like on the best show, you made fun of that. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
He just had this, like an all white console. Console, we're just like, there's not going to tell what levels are happening. It's all spray painted white.
Yeah, but still in earnest, like pretending.
Yeah, great. He's still just up there selling it.
I thought he was going to go, hey, can I get a suggestion for an occupation?
Yeah,
start doing just, some, do improv. Some
improv. Yeah, he'd be like, do a Harold up there.
Do a, yeah, all G-Funk Harold.
Or, a G-Funk Harold. What level are you in the Dr. Dre's improv thing? No, I'm level 3.
All these, he's starting a school. Why not start an improv school?
Yeah. We just kind of like, I took a class with Mace. Mace teaches 300.
Holding it down. He's teaching like deep yes and.
It's a chair. I keep lowering my own chair.
Oh.
Well, John, unfortunately, we're going to end the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much again for having me on.
No, of course. I'm so excited. The album is coming out next week and a half.
Week and a half. June 10th. It's Ding Dong Delicious. It's
an amazing package on Northern Spy. Don't sleep on it. Hoard copies also. Hoard them.
Hoard copies. Hoard copies.
Hoard copies. And thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. And I'm going to play something on the way out. And thank all of you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Islands for coming down playing. Thanks to John Daly for swinging by. It's underway. It's underway now, everybody. It can't be stopped. The whole thing can't be stopped. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to keep going with it, and I will be back next week. We got a fun show for you next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye-bye.